Soite per Gimel Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned in Mishnah Beis in Cheshbonning out the Psukim, the Seder HaPsukim, the Machlokes the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, that there's one drasha that the Gemara brings that if a woman does not want to drink, so then okay, we're not going to force her. She'll be Asura Labayla, except that we learn out that after the Shem Hashem was already Nimchak, over there we're not going to allow her not to drink. If she doesn't want to drink, she will force her to drink. So here the Mishnah speaks of that. Atchala nimchakwa Megillah Amra in Ishoisa. Megillos and Ignezes. They wrote the Megillah, but then she didn't want it to be used. She didn't want to drink. So they're going is the Megillah. That needs Knezes because it's Shemis. Shemis has Kisve Kaidish. But it can't be used. The point is that it can't be saved and used for a different Saita. It has to be written Lishma. So Megillosa Nignezes. The Rav speaks out, Betzad HaHeichel. That was the place where they put it. That means it wasn't Stam Shemis to bury in a local Beis HaKvaros, but it has to be treated as Gniza of Beis HaMikdash. It's Shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash. Where exactly was that? Was it on one side? There's a Yerushalmi that says that it was under the doorway of the HaHeichel. And then the Mishnah says, Minchosim is Bazeres al Adoshin. The Mincha then is of no point. So, the Beis Adoshin over here refers to the Mokum where they burnt Karbonis that were Ton Sreif, any Noisa or any Psuli HaMukdoshim. You can't burn the Mincha as is in the Kli. It has to be, it shouldn't be burnt Kitzur also. It's burnt after Pizur al Adeshin. Says the Mincha is not Hukraf. But it already has Kiddush Klishar, so merely you have to burn it, you have to get rid of it. This is the way it's gotten rid of. Says the Mishnah. Like we said, the Megillah Soita has to be written for her, even though it doesn't have her name. It's not a get that has to be written with her name. The Torah says, V'asa lo ha-koin is called HaTorah Zoyis. V'asa lo means lo lishma. Now, Yitzhak Hashem, when we learn Maseches Gittin, we'll see there's a machlokes. When the Torah says v'kosav lo lishma by a get, what has to be written lishma? Is it the whole nusach haget, or is it the chsimus or edim that create the legal documentation of what's written in the shtar? That's a machlokes over there, Reb Meir and Reb Elezer. Over here as well, the Gemara has a suffix. How much goes under the heading of asa lo hakoyin kol haTorah lo lishma? Does it have to be the ksiva or even the mechika alamayim? L'chayr v'kosva also law means to do it, to create the Megillah Soita. What about the final product, which is the mayim that was fed to her? Maybe that also has to be. That's a shadal in the Gemara. Nimcha ka Megillah v'amra t'me'ani. Let's say the mayim was made, the Megillah was nimchik. V'amra t'me'ani, she admits. So it's not like a case where she says she doesn't want to drink. Over here she admitted. There's nothing the water is going to prove that she didn't say already. She said Tmeani. Hamayim nishbochim. The water is spilled out. Uminchosam is pazez al adoshim. There's no point. To the mincha and to the mayim. Nimcha ko hamegillah v'omro eini shoysa. Let's say she didn't admit. She just says eini shoysa. Even though usually you can draw your own conclusions why she's saying eini shoysa. But she says eini shoysa. Over there will disturb her, will force her, will drink it, because you can't have that Shmoyiz Barach is Nimchek Lashov. Now, in the case where she's Misareva, she says Eini Shoysa, the way the Gemara explains is that she's Mefachid by drinking this water that has a Koyach Alpin Nest to destroy a woman's body. So she's afraid, even if she's Torah, that it's going to have an effect on her. So you don't hear an admission of guilt. She said, "Any shoysa." What happens in a case where we don't see any pachat? Any shoysa? There's a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara and Daf Yutes. Do we see that as an admission? Any shoysa? Because I was mizana, or not? The Gemara says it would forcibly pry open her mouth into Santa Zach. The reason the Geder the Gzeres Hakosov is that since. Like we said, the Shmoy Kvan Nimchak, so Mamela then, we force her to drink. What happens if only part of the Megillah was Nimchak? The Rambam seems to say this halacha that we force her to drink is only if the whole Megillah is Nimchak, and the Yerushalmi Shtem Ufush Nishtazoy Tezis brings the end of Kof. Mishnah Dala, Enim Ispekes, lishtois. She didn't finish drinking in a case where it would work. Rachman Soma, she was mezana. By the time she finished drinking, ad sheponeh merikois, until her face became green. Literally, it means green. What it means is pale. Turned colors. Veneh boltois, her eyes started to bulge, to pop out. Vehi mismales gidin, and all her veins blew up. There's a trauma to the body. Now, it sounds like right after the drinking is when the effect started taking place. Really, this is totally in the Mishnah Beis, because if the halacha is that the havoas hakarbon, the mincha soita, was brought afterwards, then it didn't start taking effect till after the havoas hakarbon. That's clear that havoas hakarbon is ma'akiv. If it was before, so as soon as she drank, it had an effect. If not, they gave it a drink, they brought the carbon, as soon as they finished being ma'akiv the carbon, that's when it would take effect. So this Mishnah is soisim, like the pshat before, that the drinking was the end. They said, take her out, there shouldn't be Rachman Salam, by the time she dies, she shouldn't be in the Azara. Now one could say any dead body. The truth of the matter is, that's not so simple, because the Hashko over here was outside the Azara, and Tumas Meis, and a tumor of Misa, of a dead body in the Azara, is only in the Azara. Outside the Azara, which is the Ezos Yisrael, I'm sorry, the Ezos Noshim, over there was not in the Skadish, it was only in the Skadish Biyachas to Tumor, Ayotz Migufa, it was not in the Skadish Biyachas to Tumor, which is from without. Says if a person becomes Tumor because he touched the Sheretz, or he came in contact with a mace, that would not be something that would be a problem, the Ezos Noshim. In the Azizrol, in the Azorah, this is a chi, of course, of a person's Tomei Meis or Tomei Sheretz. So they're saying, Hoitziyua, Hoitziyua, the Gemara explains, because what will happen is, the Isha, when she's, her body is undergoing this ordeal, she'll be piercing Nida, and now she's a Nida, that's Tomei Yoitzi Migufa. And that is a problem, even in the Ezra's Noshim. So again, to summarize, in the Azorah, there's Chayvei Krisus, if somebody is even came into contact with a Meis or a Sheretz, so certainly a dead body would be a problem. But we're talking about in the Ezra's Noshim. In the Ezra's Noshim, the only tumor which is a ma'akiv in the Ezra's Noshim, the person's not allowed to be there, is only a tumor yoitz migufoy, a zov, a zova, a nida. And that would be a problem, because over here, before she dies, she'll be pierced a nida. B'meila hoitziua, hoitziua, before she dies, right away. Shalo titame o'azor. Im yesh lo schus, the Mishnah continues, Hoise toilolo. The Pasuk says that she's going to die. If Rachman said she was Mizana, the water tests her, the water is going to kill her. But Lamaisa, it's possible that the Einish will not take place miyad, Chazal say. Here's where the Gemara has the famous discussion that the ikis chus that a person can have from Midas Adin is limina Torah. So what chus does a woman have? So here's where the Gemara says that the chus that a woman has is that she supported her husband's learnings, quoted by everybody who's Isaac in Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, and a woman's role in supporting. Either that she was Mamtin Labailo Sheyove Mibesa from the Beis Medrash, Mibay Knishta, or that she raises her children, Limurat Torah, she's Moshe Nefesh for her children's Limurat Torah. The Poskim point out that it would be Mavur in the Gemara that a woman doesn't have a Schus Limurat Torah, she's not Mechuyiv in Limurat Torah. So then you get into a famous discussion. Can women say Asher Kedushanu and Soysev Tzivonu? Lasek B'divrei Soyru. Women make Birchas HaTorah. How is that? They're not Mechuyiv to learn Torah. So others taina that they're Mechuyiv to learn the halachas that they need to know. Not L'shem Limud HaTorah, L'shem Yediyas HaTorah, L'shem becoming a Chochom and a Novin in Torah, but just Yediyas or halachas. That's the Morgan Avraham's approach in Erech Chaim Sim Membov. The Goyin argues, he says, women are not Mechuyiv to Talmud Torah. The fact that they have to know the halachas of whatever's neged to them has to do with mitzvahs. A person can't follow halachas until they know the halachas. But it's not a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Therefore, that certainly can't be the schus that's megan on them. It has to be that she has a shtatvus in the Torah of her husband and her children. Habazor states in the Mishnah that this schus can be toilo. Mishnah continues about this. Yesh schus toilo shana achas. There's a schus that could be doiche her oynish 1 year. Yesh schus teller shtei shonim. Yesh schus teller shalosh shonim. The schus in the last for 2 years, 3 years. Mikan oymen ben azay. And again, there's a whole piece of Gemara where the Gemara talks about schusim, that somebody has a schus hatorah that's megan, even when the midas hadin should be punishing him. Chayev adam lame is bita teiru, shem tish le teide she has schus teilala. Person has to teach his daughter teiru in order that she should have this awareness that if she's strange memra. If she's mizana, we're teaching her teiru, send her to Beis Yaakov in order that if she is mizana and she drinks the water, that she'll know she'll be able to get away from the Oynish. It's hard to understand exactly what Ben Azai is saying. Pashtus, one would have to understand, Ben Azai is saying that without exposure to Limud HaTorah, it's almost impossible for a person, for a woman, to have an appreciation for the koyach of Limud HaTorah. Somebody who's an Amoritz can't appreciate what Limud HaTorah can do for a person. Even for a woman, the fact that it can save her life is just a way of Ben Azai bringing out Shaschus Toilala, that she should also have a conscious appreciation of Chashivus HaTayra. The way to do that is Lamnes Bita Tayra. That's Ben Azai's Maskona. On that, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, call Malamed Bita Tayra Kilu Malamda Tiflus. If a person teaches his daughter Tayra, he's teaching her. There's a few pshatim over here with the word tiflus means. Others say that tiflus is miloshin znus. It means like a loshin chibur. You have the name Naftoli in the Torah. Naftule niftalti is Leah says, Leah and Rachel said they were mischaber. So it's a loshin of chibur. Chibur would mean like znus. Mishkav anoshim. So it's kilu. He's setting up his daughter for znus, which is hard to understand exactly. Others tiny that the word tiflus is misherish. Like toffel, even though the word toffel, something which is minor, is zaitik, unimportant, is spelled with a tes, but over here it would be spelled with a toff. Vinishvi, the Malamed Bita Torah is not teaching her anything valuable or useful for her being an Eved Hashem, and if anything, fakert. As I state in the Mishnah over here. Now, Kiyadua, the Chofetz Chaim is Meirich, and this is already the consensus by all groups in Klal Yisrael for close to 100 years, more than 100 years since Sar Shnir, that when the Mesiris and the atmosphere in Yiddish homes is weakened because we're living in Shvakar Adairis, so then there's a need to combat what's outside with a stronger education. And Vashay, it's been 100 years that's undisputed that in order to raise the next door of Noshim Ksheris, Noshim Tzidkaniyis, of wives of Tamid Chum, you need Beis Yaakov, so you need higher education, and women have to learn Torah. However, Revolbo is used to point out that the perspective is still different when you're teaching men and women. Revolbo was a master mechanich both for men and for women. And what Revolbo tainted is that the main focus by a man is creating a Torah dika. When we educate boys in Bochum, our main focus is creating a mind that can analyze Torah properly, becoming a chochom in Torah in theory. The main focus with a woman is filling her up with a proper hashkofa and a proper hadroch and a proper chinuch, both in terms of yediyas haTorah, in terms of hashkofa, and in terms of his soirus. It speaks more to the heart than to the mind. So really what the Mishnah is saying can never be in this battle. No. Maima Chazal Zevin is battle. What it means is that it has to be modified bizman hazeh. The kilu malam de tiflus, if somebody would teach his daughter Tshuvas from Kiveger and Shev Shmeitzer, it's still malam de tiflus. The importance of teaching one's daughters, giving one's daughters a thorough Torah education, today fills the role that formerly the Vitar Libeinu Lov, the Chob Emes, was the atmosphere of a Yiddish street in a shtetl, or the atmosphere of a Yiddish home. These are hashkofes, but here's where it is in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and the Sugya. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Rotzah Isha Bekav V'Tiflus Mitisha Kaben U'Prishus. Yeshua adds to this perspective, and he says a remark like this. The mindset of Malamed Torah is to create a Torah Dika Kop. What's our main focus, like we said, in educating Bokrim, to be B'nai Torah? To create a mind that's constantly thinking and learning, an Amol Shel Torah. A mindset, a mind of a person who's engaged constantly in Iyun HaTorah shies away from the physicality of life. A person is matzlich in Teiru, and he develops a true taste in limonat Teiru, then he's going to be less inclined to eat and drink and be oisik and all other in yone derech eretz, in yone chaye olam hazeh. Says Rabbi Yeshua, a woman's nature is roitze. Roitze isha means not a woman wants. It means the nature of a woman, the way the Rebbeinu Shem created, this is the nature of a woman, is bekav v'tiflus. Kav means a small amount. V'tiflus means, again, we said before, not loshen znus, the loshen of connection. She wants the connection. She needs the connection to her husband physically more than tisha kaben uprishus, more than wisdom, than chokhmah, uprishus, and to be mufka, to be completely removed from yonei olam hazeh. Teaching a daughter, or teaching a girl, Torah, in a theoretical sense, the way we teach in yeshivas, would distort a woman's ikar sense of self. Hu haya oimer, chosid shoita, v'rosha arum, v'isha prusha. He lists also over here things that are a distortion. A chosid is somebody who's full of frumkeit, yerushamayim, but it's a kruma frumkeit. It's a chsidus of a shoita. The Gemara gives the example, a man sees a woman drowning in a river and he looks away. He says, oh, yeah, yeah, you can't come near, you can't look at a woman, you can't come near a woman. He doesn't jump in. The response would be, you jump in and you save her. It's a chosid shoita if he doesn't. Rosha orum is a person who knows how to twist words that he hears from a dayan, from a rov. The hanocha shoya orum, it says in Pashas Bereishis. So armumius is the hallmark of a rosha who knows how to use wisdom, cunning, to distort the truth. V'isha prusha. What's wrong with the isha prusha? So the mafashim bring over here from the Gemara that we're talking about a woman. There used to be women had more of a yad in kishuv. Fascinating Indian to understand why women were more mechashvim than men. But there were mechashvim, mechashvonios, that were able to stop women from regular reproductive process. And then when the women would come back to them, they would want to have more children, they would be able to be poseach rachman, would look like they're mamish like rebbes, that they're poyle yeshuas, that they could make women have children. And really all it was taking off the kishuv. So that's also a distortion. It looks like frumkeit, it looks like yerushamayim, it's really the very opposite. Umako is prushim. Somebody who's goyim for himself, that he should become tziklapt, kilu in the spirit of precious, but really not. That means a person who walks around bent over, and he walks near thorns, and he walks on the side of the road where stones trip him, and he's constantly falling and scraping himself. He's walking against the side of the road because he's oisik in precious, and he's another. So what, being tziklapt is a value? Hare elu mechalei olam. These type of people distort reality. So they're destroying the world. More than a Rasha is a Rasha Arum. More than a Shaita is a Chosid Shaita, because it's a distortion of reality. The world rests on reality, and these people are anti-reality. So it's a fascinating insight into where this Mishnah takes us. And the Gemara has Kohen of a Kohen and Divrei Agadita.